Episode 313, Engagement Series, Differentiation and Personalization.
Hey y'all, welcome to the Empowering Educators Podcast. I am Gretchen, your host and expert lesson learner. I'm a national board certified elementary teacher turned teacher, trainer, and coach. All the lessons I've learned and am learning on my edgy journey, I share with you right here. From every silly mistake to the most glorious successes, you're going to hear stories and strategies that will inspire you to become your best. I have to warn you, as an educator, I can't help but hold you accountable for doing the work. So every episode, I leave you with practical, tangible next steps so you can implement your learning and maximize your impact. Whether you're teaching a lesson or learning one yourself, there's always a lesson if you're willing to pay close attention. Elite educators, that's the secret to staying empowered. Bring on today's lesson.
Hey, elite educators, Gretchen here of Always a Lesson. I'm your host of the Empowering Educators Podcast. Whether you're teaching a lesson or you are learning one yourself, this podcast is for you. And I am so excited. We're going to continue our podcast series on engagement. Today, we are honing in on differentiation and personalization of instruction so that all students can engage at high levels. And I'm going to share a story and a lesson and some practical tips because I want you to put this into action. Well, hello, March. That means we say goodbye to Valentine's Day and all things red, and say hello to St. Patrick's Day and all things green. Hopefully you do not get pinched this holiday season. Like I mentioned, we are in the midst of an engagement series here on the podcast. Episode 311, we talked about innovative teaching strategies. And then episode 312, we dove into positive classroom culture. So if you haven't heard those, go back and listen. We are going to be chatting today, honing in on making sure our instruction is effective so that engagement really increases authentically. My new book is out in just a few weeks, and in the book, I talk about engagement. I share a pathway with you, and it starts with lesson design and then moves to classroom management and then student engagement, because what I've realized in working in schools, if we don't plan correctly, we can't prevent a lot of the misbehaviors that occur, and then we get sidetracked dealing with misbehavior the entire lesson, and then there's no room and opportunity for engagement. So there's certainly a process to follow if you want to know how to kind of hack your own proficiency in the classroom. Grab that book. I will put the link in this show notes episode. Go to alwayslesson.com, click on podcast, and find this episode, and you'll have the link right there. This book is called Always a Lesson, so that'll be easy to remember, but it focuses in on improving your classroom instruction and student success. So I'm excited for it. I hope you are too. Go ahead and pre-order so it comes out in a few weeks. But why does all of this matter? Why do we want to talk about engagement? Gone are the days where we can teach the lesson one day and then move on to the next lesson the following day. It just doesn't work. Too many kids end up not having a deep enough understanding. So when you do move on to the next topic, things really start to crumble and it gets messy real fast. And so instead of building a house quickly without shoring up your joists and ensuring it's stable, we want to go slower and with more intentionality. And so this means that every level of what I'm going to call the house of learning is built with the support necessary so that new learning above it can actually stick. And so when we fly through a curriculum and we're doing the one-size-fits-all learning activities, kids just end up with these shaky floors in their house of learning. And then what happens? A major crumble on the horizon. And kids are now moving on to new grade levels and they're struggling and getting frustrated and they're feeling like a failure and thinking there's something wrong with them. But it's not that kids can't learn or that they can't understand things on their grade level. They need to work with the material long enough to make sense of it. And so that might mean sharing the same concept in multiple ways and asking students to process it in various ways. So that instead of what I call Swiss cheese understanding, and what I mean by that is there's just holes in your understanding. There's a lack of information or clarity there. So instead of having that Swiss cheese understanding, they'll actually have cement thick flooring throughout that house of understanding. And so this means they're not only going to succeed in this current topic, but it increases the likelihood they will succeed when they're learning future topics. And so if we are truly dedicated to helping kids learn, then we need to find a better way to do it. And I know that there are obstacles, okay? There are a lot of obstacles, like too much curriculum and not enough time, or hello snow days and student absences, and it's just impossible to get caught up. But if we create a learning environment where kids realize we will do whatever is necessary to help the information click, and we set up systems to teach and reteach, kids are going to be so much better off, even though they have the obstacles of too much curriculum, not enough time, lots of absences, whatever, the list goes on. And so I wanted to share a little story with you about how I know differentiation kind of has a stigma with it, and what it looked like for me and how I overcame that. So 1 year, I taught fifth grade science to all four classrooms. And my principal expected a literal dog and pony show, because the more groups we had going on in the lesson meant the more kids receiving instruction at their grade level. So instead of taking one lesson and differentiating where it made sense in little pockets throughout the lesson, I just had a big section of my lesson that was basically like, we're going to have multiple lessons happening at one time. And it ended up being so much extension and so much remediation. And it was just like days and days of lessons crammed into one. And it was overwhelming. And every week, my girlfriends that also taught fifth, one was doing math and one was doing literacy, we would meet, we'd order a pizza, and we would write 3-page lesson plans for just the one subject. And then we would just have to teach it, you know, multiple times for each class and make adjustments, you know, to the different needs of each of those groups. But I've got to tell you, it was so unsustainable because of how much time it took to prep and gather materials for the dog and pony show. And it was ineffective. I mean, kids were in and out of stations too fast. They were trying to fill their Swiss cheese understanding while also adding in new understanding without the right supports, because I was one adult and I couldn't be everywhere. And so what ended up happening is differentiation became my nemesis. I hated the word. I didn't want to see it on my evaluation. I didn't want my principal coming in all the time, making sure that every student was in a different group and learning something related but different. And differentiation doesn't mean you have to have ridiculous amounts of materials and this laundry list of student groupings. And so I really wanted to hone in on that today, because you, like me, might have had a bad experience with it, or you were asked to do something that at the time really wasn't an effective way to apply differentiated instruction to your lesson. And I really want to show you that it can be done, and it can not be so overwhelming, and it can move mountains for kids. Another little tidbit I thought was important to include: my girlfriend Jana is all about data collection, and that was another one of my nemesis, because it was a BFF to differentiation. But she is all about the simple data system. She wants to make sure you can use it in your classroom and make adjustments to your lesson right then and there. Like, we're not going to make this long test and then we're going to analyze it the following week, and then we're going to make groups the week after, and then a month has gone by and we've lost time. It's all about being quick and intentional and have a very targeted, either formal or informal assessment. And learning what that meant and what it looked like and how it could look different for each teacher was just so fascinating to me. And I thought, man, if I had met her before, she could have helped me with this dog and pony show and helped me feel better about, we don't need 7 groups happening. We can have 3. We could have 1. And as long as we're targeting the right skill that will really unlock the understanding and shore things up and then make sure everyone else is also moving along in their trajectory, then you're good to go. It's not about, oh, let me see, do you have 10 plus materials per activity? Do you have every single person moving through the group each day? It's like, what are we focused on, logistics, or are we focused on, you know, the misunderstandings and misconceptions and deepening our learning? And so I just am so thankful that Jonna is now working in schools, helping teachers figure out what the data collection part looks like so that they can provide differentiation and personalization in their lessons. And hopefully that gives you some hope that is it's on the way and that you too can find things that work for you that are effective. So speaking of, what does effective, practical differentiation and personalization look like? And so first, when we talk about differentiation, we can talk about the content, meaning kids are learning different topics, but within the content, there's also context. Kids have to understand, what does this have to do with me, my life, the world, my previous learning, my future learning? Like, what is this all about? And so before we even dive into this is what you're going to learn today, it's like, this is how it matters to you. And then their motivation and they're able to connect previous learning together makes all the difference. And so when you differentiate what kids are learning, that's the different knowledge and skills, then you're able to fill those holes of misunderstanding. You can also differentiate the process. So maybe everyone's going to learn the same piece of content, but how you do it looks different. So you might use various tools or have different activities depending on the students in your room. So that really targets the how, the process. But then you can also differentiate for the product, meaning the output. Well, how are students going to showcase their learning? So maybe you give a tiered assignment based on their capabilities, or maybe you just give them different assignment options. But how they show it is another way to offer them some choice and differentiation. And this ensures you're addressing what their learning needs are. And so those three ways, again, you can differentiate by content, what you're teaching them, by process, how you're teaching them, and then product, how they are showcasing what they learned.
Elite educators, have you heard? My next book is out soon. It's called Always a Lesson: Teacher Essentials for Classroom and Career Success. I share the Teacher Essentials pathway where you can strengthen and catapult your instructional talents brick by brick. And so we hone in on four elements of powerful instruction. Whether you teach yourself or you lead teachers, this book will help you diagnose potential hiccups, fix them up good as new, and create dynamic habits that will result in academic strides for generations to come. Every educator, no matter their role, needs this book in their hands as they work with staff and students in school buildings around our nation. So pre-order your copy at alwaysalesson.com/teacher-essentials. That's teacher-essentials. Let's transform education together, y'all. Now back to the show.
Now, personalization, on the other hand, is like having a learner profile. So you are going to understand your kids. What's their learning style? What are their needs? How do they need to be assessed with the various methods available? How about goal setting and reflections? All of that is part of who they are as a learner. And that's why we call it a profile. It's important to know and understand how they learn, why they need it that way, and then what tools you have access to help them learn in those modalities. But there's also something called learner paths. And so this is how we can ensure the lesson feels personalized for them. You can do project-based learning. You can do small group instruction on their level. Flexible seating so they're comfortable and able to focus. You can do flipped learning so that they can learn what makes sense to them and take all the time they need before coming into the classroom to apply the learning. You can do cooperative learning so they can be together talking and sharing suggestions. You can use music and technology. But most importantly, remember that data point is that they're able to track their own data. And you're able to give them the skill progression. So they see, how does this all add up? Remember, we talked about the house. Here's the foundation. Here's floor one. Here's floor two. Here's the roof. Maybe you have a basement. Maybe you have an attic. But the point is, they understand where they're going and why they need to have these skills. And it allows them to know when they're ready to move on. Like, how strong is this level in your house? Do you need more instruction? Because you got some Swiss cheese happening, and that's okay. And it happens. Maybe you're absent. Maybe the way you learned that day, it just didn't click. And so allowing them time to give back to you their own reflection for the day, I need more help, or I think if I learned it this way tomorrow, it might really click, or I need just additional practice, I need more time. That is all helpful, and they shouldn't feel ashamed to be able to know where they are on the continuum of I got it and I need more help. There are 7 elements of personalized learning. So first, they have a voice. They're able to show you and tell you about their learner profile. How do they want to learn? Why do they like that way? What kind of support do they need from you? How do they want the class run? How can they make adjustments to the lesson themselves? And they feel like they are part of the instruction, the lesson. You created this lesson with them in mind. And they have choice where they can pick how to showcase their learning. Remember those assignment options? Or if they know how they prefer differentiation to occur for them, that they can alert you to that and maybe have a choice designed for them. But then there's the engagement piece, which is what we're focusing on. When we're able to differentiate and help students process the content and we personalize it to how they learn best, now they can actually engage because they are not struggling trying to understand what are we talking about. They can actually form an opinion. They can process. They have questions. They can add on to each other's comments. And before you know it, your classroom comes alive and we're not just learning, but we're extending our learning based on talking about the learning. And it's just a beautiful thing. So the other elements of personalized learning is motivation and ownership and feeling that sense of purpose. Remember, really giving them the understanding of the trajectory, like what's this path? What topics come after? Why is this important to understand now? And self-efficacy. You are a learner and you're going to be a learner your whole life, and you need to learn to advocate for yourself, and you need to know what methods work best for you, and you need to learn the reflection piece and how to apply yourself even when things are frustrating and hard and you can't make sense of them. And so when we differentiate and we personalize, it makes room for authentic, deep engagement, which allows the learning to solidify and hang along with them as they move through different learning topics or different grade levels. And so what is the lesson here? It's that differentiation doesn't have to be hard or complicated. Remember my dog and pony show? Forget it. Personalization makes all the difference in helping students feel a sense of belonging as a learner in your classroom, but it also connects them to the content in a way that fits who they are academically, but also personally. And so teaching is an intentional practice where it should never look the same classroom to classroom, because the students learning within those walls are receiving a tailored experience to meet their unique needs. And so great teachers have high engagement in their classrooms when they differentiate and they personalize their instruction. And it can be practical and it can be simple without giving up effectiveness. I've seen it done. I was able to do it myself, and I want you to do it in your classroom too. So here are 4 next steps. First, you're gonna rate yourself. A 1, a 2, or a 3. A 1 is never, a 2 is sometimes, and a 3 is always. Where are you with having effective differentiation and personalization in your classroom? And think about consistently, we wanna go for the 3. The part 2 to that is, what support do you need to make it a consistent 3? Are there materials you need to access? Do you need mentorship? I had my old coach come into my classroom and watch my small group instruction, and she gave me so many easy to implement tips that I could implement that day, and I was able to totally change my approach to small groups, and they became much more skill-based rather than topic-based. And kids were flying through the grouping system because I was able to find out exactly what this looked like for me and for my kids. She also helped me design a data tracking system, just like Jonna does now in schools. But my old coach was like, this is what it could look like for you and your teaching style and your personality. And it doesn't have to be so overwhelming. Like, it could look like this disgusting, busy sheet of a mess, And you can track exactly with a plus or a minus or a star. Make up your own coding system and you're done. Like, it doesn't have to be a thesis statement while you're walking around and eating up all your classroom time. So step three now, you're going to review tomorrow's lesson and you're going to sprinkle in personalization. And if you're realizing, I don't think I can do that because I don't have enough information on my kids to personalize it. Well, perfect. So your next step then is get a student survey going to better understand them. If you do feel like you can personalize it, then look at the lesson objective and prepare some differentiation. It doesn't have to be a long block of time. It could be sprinkled throughout in the types of questions you ask and the way you deliver examples of the content. It could be in the pairing of students. It could be in a quick small group. But think about who needs what, when in the lesson do they need it, and how could you deliver it to them? And step four is that daily reflection. So get out that lesson plan right on top of it. What went well? What didn't? What do you need to do differently? That way you can reuse structures that are working. You don't have to keep recreating the wheel. And that's how I felt with the dog and pony show. It's like, I got to think of something else to do this time. It's like, no, if this thing works, the next topic is going to be different, but the way you're delivering it is familiar to them. And that's going to allow them to focus more on content and not on how they're learning it, and makes room for deeper connection and understanding. So just a review of those four next steps. Rate yourself 1, 2, 3. Think about what support you need to make it a consistent 3. Review tomorrow's lesson and get that personalization and differentiation in your plan. And then do your daily reflection every day so that the next day's lesson is going to be a consistent 3. All right, elite educators, that is a wrap for this week's podcast on increasing classroom engagement through differentiation and personalization. Now go out and be great, because you've just been empowered.